This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The U.S. and China are talking. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia this morning. Both leaders have tried to keep expectations for the meeting low, but they do have a lot on their plate, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
President Biden and President Xi spoke briefly with reporters, with Xi saying they need to chart the right course for the China-U.S. relationship, and Biden adding the countries need to manage their differences and prevent competition from becoming anything close to conflict. China would like the U.S. to ease up on trade sanctions. It's especially concerned about limits President Biden put on Chinese access to advanced U.S. technology that could be used to develop weapons. The U.S. is expected to let China know it's ready to defend Taiwan and pressure Beijing to speak out against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
This week, we will get quarterly results from big retailers like Walmart and Target. Both companies have made big pushes into online sales. And yet, last week, Target announced a seemingly counterintuitive strategy to do so: bigger physical stores. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
More than 95% of the products ordered online from Target are shipped or picked up from neighborhood stores. Fulfilling orders that way, rather than from a big warehouse, can be more efficient, says Brian Eshelman, a retail consultant at Alex Partners.
Consumers like the fact that a shipment from a store or a buy online pickup in store is much faster.
And retailers like that they can use an existing store to serve both online and in-person shoppers. But most locations weren't built to accommodate online pickup, says retail analyst Sucharita Kadali at Forrester.
They basically just converted a bunch of parking spots in the front of the store to the buy online pickup spots.
That ad hoc arrangement can be a problem when orders include anything from toilet paper to ice cream to refrigerators.
And there's a little bit of inefficiency.
Now, Target is designing new stores with bigger stock rooms and a dedicated area for pickup orders. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 2 to 6/10% range, with the Dow future down 63 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.894%. One consequence of the climate crisis is rising sea levels. This is especially true in Miami and South Florida, where sea levels could rise by at least 5 feet by the end of this century, according to some predictions. Part of Miami-Dade County's strategy to deal with this is to, quote, build like the Keys, as in the Florida Keys, the tropical islands off the state's southern coast. Amy Scott, host of the Marketplace podcast How We Survive, spoke with my colleague David Brancaccio about this.
Build like the Keys. What, find a low-lying strip of islands and move there? That can't be it.
Right. So this strategy makes a little more sense than that. It refers, of course, to the Florida Keys, which is a chain of hundreds of islands off of Florida's southernmost tip. They're very low-lying. Most of the land is 5 feet or less above sea level. And the Keys have already been dealing with the effects of sea level rise in the form of higher so-called king tides. Those are the highest tides that occur during the fall, also higher storm surge. And if you've ever been to the Keys, you know, you see a lot of houses that are built on stilts, like 14 feet up. They've been building for flooding and storms for decades, But a big part of the strategy now is to elevate houses and other buildings that weren't previously considered flood-prone. The county that encompasses the Keys is called Monroe County, and we spoke to Rhonda Haig, who is the chief resilience officer for the county.
Like with our fire stations, our new fire stations that are going up, we don't build, elevate them just to deal with the existing, you know, storm flood. We build them to make sure they're going to be high and dry for the next 50 years.
Right, but Amy, new construction, okay, but what about the existing stuff? I've never been to the Keys, but I've seen pictures. I had a cousin who owned a B&B there. There's some cute places that exist there already.
Yeah, there's a lot of historic housing, these beautiful kind of Victorian and Caribbean style houses. Honestly, those are pretty easy to lift because those historic buildings are wood frame houses and have a crawl space. You can get under that and lift it up. One resident I talked to in Key West has a little house like this, but she said it would cost about $200,000. She's applied for a federal grant to help pay for it. But a lot of cheaper sort of post-war housing was built on a concrete slab right on the ground. And that is much harder to lift, more expensive. And then you can't just elevate the houses or you'll have a bunch of people stuck there when there's street floods. And actually, that is happening in parts of the Keys. So the county's also looking at raising roads and other infrastructure. Rhonda Haig estimates it'll cost more than $3 billion to do this, and even then it won't be enough to raise everything.
Still stuck on the $3 billion for just the Florida Keys here, right? But then there's still that third category, places you can't fix.
Yeah, and this is where the conversation gets really hard. Eventually the county's going to have to look at what's known as managed retreat. We're talking about buying property owners out, relocating people. It's obviously very controversial and also not cheap. But some people in the Keys are resigned to it. Here's Rhonda Haig again.
Some of the areas are just, they're going to go back to nature. But they're going to go back to nature, and that just is what it is, and we have to deal with that.
All right, you can go in deep by listening to the podcast, How We Survive, wherever you sign up for the podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Marketplace's Amy Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.